This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
A lot of content, inshallah ta'ala, today. Cruz has only two questions and then we move on straight to the belt. Straight to the top cap. We're still with Salaf Yusuf. This is a family program, this is not, I mean, I feel so bad, wallahi, sometimes. Not bad, but sad, not bad, sad. For some, you know, those who have maybe, if you have more important things, by all means, go and read it too. But if you got nothing to do, then you're missing out on a lot of amazing stuff that's happening, subhanAllah. But people gather to all the angels. But to all the angels, because we're standing here in the gathering, whereby the name of Allah is mentioned, we're studying the Quran. And then the angels are making the dua for those who are standing, subhanAllah. خلاص يلا اللي ما عنده اللي عنده something very important توكل على الله. We would like to start quickly so that as soon as the brothers finish, so that we can start. بسم الله. بسم الله والحمد لله. والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. حياكم الله وبياكم. الله عز وجل honor you. Thank you all for making it. It's just so amazing every week. Every week it gets more and more interesting because you know, looking at your faces, you mention the nationality you find it here. You should tell us they're here. Sahara Musa. Egypt. Is here. Yemen is here. Sam is here. Sudan is here today. Sudan is here. Really? Sudan is here. Sudan is here. Imagine Sudan is here. Six in the house. Somalians, there is a Somali family. There is Somali. North Moroccans are here. Mexicans, there is not Mexican. And of course, the one and only, the Pakistanis are here. And so I'm going to pray for you. All right, bismillah, alhamdulillah, shaykh al-sama, for you. Let me start. Don't shout. I'm not going to, you know, I'm going to ignore you. Don't shout the answers. If you know the answers, raise your hand. Question number one, why did Yusuf choose to go to jail? Why did Yusuf choose to go to jail? Anyone? So why did he choose to go to jail? MashaAllah, it's better for him to be to go to jail than to be closed to his honor. That's something he did not do. Anybody else has a better answer? So he told me, I don't have to know that, yeah, well, he's not. Afan? Wallahi mazmati. Get the promise of another? Min kayd al-nisa. It's not. Ya'ani, if it's a suspicion, I call some kayd al-nisa. Huh? Stay away from the page. From al-nisa. Ya Allah, mazda, mazda. Ya Allah, qulli ghali, bas, inshaAllah ta'ala. I have another question. Let's move on. And he answered the question. What are the characteristics of a good guy? No. This one, for this, I have Zamzam. I have grapes from Medina. And somebody, already somebody gave me this hand. Okay, all the way, they gave me this as a present, and I'm going to give it to you. I want 10 of them. 10. Where are the 10? عشرة على عشرة
يلا هات بس لحظة
مظلم على الميكروفون يعني تسوق حوا يعني خذ
يلا قولي
لسه ten of them we talk about 10 characteristics of a good guy which we have learned from Yusuf عليه السلام طيب يلا one good character good appearance
none of the topics you're speaking about, confidence, sleep with us and empathize, the intellect, just the intellect, the big dose of patience, remind them of the grace of Allah,
you see, all that he encountered the dreams,
when these two guys, when they go into jail, this man told him for his vision. We talked about a vision and a dream last week and the difference between the two. Yes, over here to my the dream, and last night I was over, and he said, he then he slept with the one who knew would survive. No. That's wrong. I'm sorry, it was misunderstood. This is not the right translation. Because it was a Zanda. Zanda. And the whole thing came in from that. Look at the translation. He says, he knew he would survive. He was under the pressure. He thought that maybe this guy would be swing. And he couldn't help himself. Because of the kind of thing could do, I think we should have kind of would die. So I realized there was just some fear. Then we had the whole action in Roma. He told the guy who he thought he would be saved. No, he didn't know. From there in the Arabic, he wanted the guy who told him, you're going to be saved, you're going to come out, and you're going to be saved him. And he went to him and he says, when you come out from jail, they call me in Arabic. They call me in Arabic. Rabbi. Rabbi in Arabic means Allah, means God. But also means something else. Rabbi in Arabic. No. For the sisters. That can say it. Man who Rabbi in Arabic. Do it.
Allah wants to teach Yusuf a lesson. What are Yusuf?
first of this time into the world, I've been with you. I saved you. I brought you out from the world. You went here. You settled in the palace. You had good time and whatnot. And so I'm taking you. And now, I'm testing you. We can relate to this. Now I am testing you. You gonna forget about me? I think somebody got sick. He says, what doctor shall I call? What doctor shall I call? He said, what happens when he says, what lawyer shall I call? Who's gonna save me here? What lawyer? Brother, do you know somebody who can help me? Yes, well, that's the best so well and all you have done to me. Here Allah is saying, and that was Shaitan. Shaitan made him forget to mention Yusuf to the master. And that is that he speaks the Bida'asini in Arabic, Bida'a, those who speak even Arabic, Azzaq. You understand that in Arabic? Bida'a, Azzaq. So, Bida'a in Arabic, from 3 to 9 years. Bida'asini, we don't know. But it's actually from the Arab, it's not 1 year, for sure. But it is from 3 to 5 to 7 to 9 years. You know, this is what Bida'asini. So they said, Yusuf alayhi salam, you know, remain in jail for that period. Oh, my God, at least, you know, 7 to 9 years. I have that one. That is. Allah wants to teach you some lesson here. You know, why did you forget about me? Don't forget about me. Tell me. Don't ask him to come. Can I talk to you to tell you please help me? It is okay. But first, I said, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I said, ask Allah. If I was just feeling if I want to put my soul issues up, I don't ask for help. I ask for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What you talking about, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If you want anything before you ask God, before you ask God, what should you ask guys? Boys and girls, who should you ask? Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, it's just not to know what you meant, but Allah Azza wa Jalla wants to maybe live, you know, recommending Yusuf alayhi salam, bring him in jail. I'll make him in jail and see what's going to happen. But still, Yusuf alayhi salam, you know, who is the prophet indeed? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to teach him a little bit of lesson. Between 3 to 9 years. Between 3 to 9 years. Look at this hadith. Hadith, also we can connect this hadith with the story of Yusuf alayhi salam with maybe the decision with asking it. The Prophet alayhi salam said, come to Allah Rasulullah, this is Abdullah ibn Abbas. Abdullah ibn Abbas is the son of Al-Abbas. Where is Al-Abbas? He is the Al-Abbas is the anchor of the Prophet. Abdullah is the cousin of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam. Because, you know, they're cousins. Abdullah Abbas, who are Ammu, Abdullah me. Abdullah Abdullah Abbas, Ibuwa. I know the Prophet Allah has been at. Abdullah, what is that? Amr Rasul. Ya Ghulam, inni u'allimuka kalimat, ihfadillah wa yahfidhak. Ihfadillah tajidu tujahida fi'alta fas'alillah. Hey, can you see my pointer right here, the right one? The right one? إِذَا سَعَلْتَ فَسَعَلِ اللَّهِ فَإِذَا سَعَلْتَ فَسَعِ اللَّهِ Oh, young man, I should teach you some words of advice. Be mindful of Allah, Allah will protect you. Be mindful of Allah, Allah will be, you will find in front of you. When you ask Allah. Aywa. Allah. When you ask Allah alone. If you seek help, then seek help from Allah alone. It's a long hadith, it's a beautiful hadith, and this is hadith, it's about what? This hadith is about what? This hadith is about what? Aywa. Yeah, this hadith is about what? Aywa. Yeah, what is it about? Allah, what is it about? What is it? It's all in something big, huh? No. There's only one word. No. This hadith is about what? Aywa. Is that? Tarbiya. You know what? There's a concept here. What is the concept here? Hey, what is the concept? sana el-kıra'ya from Allah and hada from şeytan. Kıra'ya is a vision, vision. So the vision is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dream is a dream, it is from şeytan. What do you do when you see a bad dream? When you see a bad dream, what do you do? Wudu? Okay, but now there's something the Prophet says when you do wudu. Tell what? Ta'awud bin al-kıra, no. Ta'awud billah, yes, you do ta'awud billah. Ta'awud bin al-Rahim, how many times? 3 times, and then what do you do? You just sit on your left, baklakir. You just sit on your left 3 times. If you're married, be careful. I don't do that, yeah. And you don't do that because of life. Some people do it almost a fight, and you have to put the salim. No, don't. Just sit, not the salim. It's not the salim, come on. Just sit like that. I said quietly, don't wake up. I don't want to be here. I don't want to be here. That is Shaitan name. I don't want to be here. I don't want to be here. If you did that thing, I'm funny, huh? And then you change position. If you're on your right, you go to your left. If you're left, and then he says also something nice. Go and make wudu. Somebody said that as well. Okay, if you're really bad. Then go make wudu as the Prophet says, and come up and get to the car. A bad dream will not hurt you, will not harm you. Egypt was rich in God and culture. Why this dream? Why the corn? Why the cows? Egypt, you see, Allah did not make him see snakes. No, he did not make him see elephants. That maybe you could have been somewhere in India, elephants. Look at that. He saw cows. There's cows in India as well. But these guys, they were in agriculture. They know about cows, they know about camels. So he saw this dream, and then the people upload knowledge and dream interpretations. That's what they said. Abraham, we don't know. So here comes Dawakil. Dawakil is doing his thing, because the king is adamant. I want to know what is the interpretation of this dream. Because eventually, I want Musa to interpret the dream. Because I want Yusuf to come out from jail. I want Yusuf to become the minister of Egypt. If I don't come in a second to a sister, when something is happening, inshallah, that has been good. Something good will happen. If I don't come in, if Allah has the vision was to remove that partition that came between you and the grave, if Allah was to remove the partition, He will only choose what Allah has chosen for you. Put your trust in Him. You don't see, you see Yusuf, if you saw the movie, that this is happy. When I have to look, I'm going to have to look, and I'm living here, but he does not know what's going on. Your Allah is going to have already planned for you. You're going to come out, but you're going to come out in a nice way. So the king saw this dream, and nobody knows, they said, no, no, find me someone. And then lo and behold, who remembers, all of a sudden, the guy who came out from jail.
Beauty in the Quran. Look at the jump. He starts to do. And then right now, he goes, beauty, are you
man to jail, and he says, I want to talk to Yusuf. And then Yusuf greeted him, and then the man says, Salaam alaikum, maybe this is Salaam or something, how are you, how you been doing? And Yusuf says, hey man, remember, I told you to say, all that speech has been cut off. Why? For the Arabs, it's just because it's known. It's known. The beauty of the richness of the Arab language, especially here in the Quran. He just says, pass it on. After me, suddenly. Look at the story. Look. Sheikh Mustafa, may Allah bless him. Mustafa al-Khattab is being translated. He's my buddy. I love him. But he did not mess with Joseph. He didn't say Joseph here. He says, pass it on. That's what he comes here. Yusuf, are you a Siddiq? That's the trick. Then he says, are you a Siddiq? Give us a Siddiq. A Siddiq like Abu Bakr. A Siddiq is the truthful, is the gullible. Why are he says, are you a Siddiq? You have a he? Is just going to he? Would he lie? Are you a Siddiq? Huh? Oh, because he translated his dream before. So he knows he's talking to us. You said I was going to be safe. You said I was going to go. You said I was going to, you know, and meet the king and serve the king. And that's what happens to Yusuf. I have to do Yusuf was an old man of truth. أَفْتِنَا فِي سَبْعِ بَقَرَاتٍ سِمَانٍ يَأْكُلُهُنَّ سَبْعٌ عِجَاجٌ The same dream. There's interpretation of seven snake eyes devouring seven fat cows, and they talk about this symbol, about the seven green, you know, ears of grain and seven other ones. Can I, but I can. لَحَلِّ أَرْشَعِينَ النَّاسِ لَحَلَّهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ Hold on a second. Who saw the dream? And that's not the king. But he says it. The Ali of the Eid because nobody was able, number one, number two, the deen has spread. People are wondering what is going on there. So he's going to go back and say, are you hungry? Are you hungry? Come, come, come. Play now against the British of the Jews. Does that mean? Yes. This is the glory. Come on, take me to the place, to the people, so I will let them know. Now he's translating the dream to them. By the way, why Yusuf alayhi salam is the whole God? You want a favor from me? I'm here being accused in my honor innocently. Why didn't he say, set me free? And I'll tell you about the truth. Listen to what I'm saying here. Why Yusuf alayhi salam was innocent and been in jail for 7 to 9 years? And then who saw the dream? Not any law, they'll thank himself, he saw the dream. By this Yusuf, not a long, la 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 la. He will sleep on the honey man. Now, by the way, to go look at the dream, they have no one to him, has a little more than a little come, come to the other day, to the honey man. He did not say, get me out of here, I'm ready to do nothing. What's that? The payment, you want me to do this? I will do this. You know, give me this, I'll give you that. Why Yusuf didn't play them out? The Tawakkul of Allah, I'm sorry. Are you a Khalidi? Are you a Zwaki? No. In the back, are you a Khalidi? In the back, are you a? Yes. Huh? Who said what came here and, oh yeah, okay, here. Huh? How quick you are! You want some more? Huh? You want people to come in here with you? Huh? Is it that way? Okay, here we go. Let me tell you the answer. No. I will tell you next week, inshallah. I'll tell you next week, inshallah. Jazakumullah khair, it's 9 o'clock already. Inshallah, ta'ala next week. What are you doing? Listen, thank you so much, brothers and sisters. All the brothers on what? On this side, all the girls on this side. There is food. There is outside. So, inshallah, ta'ala, help your girls. And I need some help here. I need some help. Hey, brothers, my boy, sisters, I have the tickets for Habib show here. There's Habib, an evening with Habib. Look at UFC player. So I've got the tickets. It's March 3rd at 7 p.m. at the Pearson Convention Center. So if you want tickets, come and get them. $40. $40. You want one? So $40. Hold on. No. Very well. Habib, my enter here. Take care of the boys. I will take care of the girls.